Do you have a real...
Small publisher.
Yeah, see? I'm worried
about
Small
publisher.
That. All right.
You're listening to the Majority Report on Air America Radio. Thank you, Eric Alterman. Visit his blog at altercation.msnbc.com. Join us tomorrow night.
The best of the Majority Report on Air America Radio. Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
It's so nice to have someone voicing my opinion, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Close your eyes and imagine you're on an unspoiled beach somewhere. Sunlight streaming through the palm leaves. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world. Forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
I'm Kate, I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. So far, the death toll is over 118,000 from the tsunamis around the Indian Ocean. There are still bodies lying everywhere in the areas hit by the big waves. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan believes positive progress is being made in regard to the disaster. Richard Roth reports.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan terms the tsunami disaster an unprecedented global catastrophe requiring an unprecedented global response. Annan says he's satisfied with the response so far from world governments, but he says UN resources are stretched pretty thin, and it's going to be a long-term project. Richard Roth, CNN Radio, United Nations.
CNN Radio's Elaine Quijano reports from Crawford, Texas, that President Bush has been actively involved from the very start in making sure that aid goes out as needed.
Behind the scenes, officials really aren't saying much. In fact, we know that the White House has gone out, and they made it a point to say early on this week that the president, in fact, was contacting leaders of the affected nations, not necessarily putting him out there publicly, but saying that the president was making calls and also writing letters.
Elections in Iraq are coming up fast, and retired General David Grange, CNN radio military analyst, says a lot has been accomplished leading up to those elections.
Taking the safe havens away and earlier in Najaf and then later in Fallujah, the trust and confidence established between the coalition forces and Iraqi military, protecting infrastructure.
Only a day after the U.S. said it would relax its ban on imports of Canadian cattle, health officials in Canada say preliminary test results have identified a 10-year-old dairy cow as having mad cow disease. Dr. Gary Little of the Canadian Food Inspection Agency.
Testing was conducted after the animal was identified as a downer, one of the high-risk categories of animals that are targeted by the surveillance program.
This is CNN Radio News.
Hi, this is Larry King. You know, the other day my son said, Daddy, why are you drinking my Welch's grape juice? And I said, your Welch's? I've loved Welch's grape juice since I was your age. And now I love it even more because Welch's is good for our hearts. It's made from heart-healthy Concord grapes with no added sugar, so it's full of natural antioxidants. In fact, delicious Welch's has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. And you know what he said? Daddy, you have a purple mustache. Welch's 100% grape juice. Be heart smart. Pour yourself a glass today.
The Cold Sore Case Files, sponsored by Xylactin. Meet Chloe.
Hey!
Chloe has a job interview.
I'm ready.
Chloe also has a tingle on her lip.
Ew.
An itchy tingle that could erupt into a cold sore.
Oh!
Thankfully, Chloe knows about Xylactin L.
Where's the Xylactin L?
Xylactin L's penetrating formula speeds relief by treating cold sores even before they break out.
Take that!
So Chloe can go to her job interview with confidence. Good luck, Chloe.
Oh, mind if I take this cab? Thanks.
Hey!
Got a cold sore? Zap it with Xylactin.
Jack Hanna's animal adventures has become quite well known over the years, including his time on a program sponsored by Mutual of Omaha. Hanna gives us his version of how animals may have survived the big quake and tsunamis that killed so many people.
The big earthquake out there in the ocean, the fish and the dolphins especially saw what was happening. Therefore, the birds that hunt the fish were saying, what's going on down there? Birds then, of course, would come inland and warn the animals that were inland as well. And that's it's almost like a chain of events that happened right there in a matter of minutes.
Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry said Thursday that 3 of the 10 militants killed in that country this week were linked to Al-Qaeda. 9 of the slain militants were Saudi nationals. Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians Thursday in the Khan Yunis refugee camp, according to Palestinian sources. Israeli authorities are trying to stop Palestinian attacks that have been taking place on a regular basis on Jewish settlements throughout the area. This is news from CNN Radio. Certain steps can help people enter the new year relatively healthy. John Lawrence has the story.
Between the stress of the holiday season and omnipresent germs, many people fall victim to flus and colds at this time of year. The medical community says washing hands with soap and water will help keep those germs at bay. And for those who will be hitting the road this weekend, plenty of rest and fluids will make a difference. But if a cold still seems to be rearing its ugly head, grab a zinc tablet. Clinical studies show they can cut the duration of a cold in half. John Lawrence, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
A band leader whose recording of Begin the Beguine epitomized the big band era has died. Artie Shaw had been sick for some time, but his manager couldn't tell the specific cause of his death. Artie Shaw was 94. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
We get calls sometimes from Carolina, from Virginia, and these people literally are talking like, I can't talk too loud because no one can know that I'm listening to Air America on my computer. I'm sure there's a couple
because they could get fired for it.
We got calls from Texas.
Yeah. No, we get calls
from Texas. I perform in Texas. There's a lot of people that hate Bush, and they know him better than anybody.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to hate.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
Like most college students, I thought I was invincible. Then I got a strain of bacterial meningitis, a rare but deadly disease that strikes certain college students. To save my life, doctors had to amputate my arms and legs. I'm Melanie Benn. I've survived meningitis, but I wish I had known about vaccination. Learn more about meningitis and the vaccine. Visit the website musa.org or call toll-free 1-866-321-4MFA.
This message has been brought to you by the Meningitis Foundation of America.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic. This is The Mic, 92.1.
Yeah, you. Good evening. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us on New Year's Eve Eve. New Year's Eve Eve. You get it? Apparently, somebody at Air America didn't get it. But anyway, that's what this is, New Year's Eve Eve. Welcome to the program. Usually on these kinds of programs, this is our last program of the year. We'll be off tomorrow night, New Year's Eve. This is New Year's Eve Eve. We'll be off New Year's Eve. Usually on these end of the year programs, you know, it's all like review. Hey, what was the biggest movie? What was the worst movie? All right. So, you know, and I hate that. If you listen to this program a lot, you know that I can't stand themed programs on talk radio. It just irks the hell out of me. But since we are focused on news on this program, sometimes to the point that we change the entire lineup for the nice discussion by what happened the previous hour. That's happened a couple of times. So it was the top news story of 2004 in your opinion. The natural disasters, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the weather change, the global climate change, or the tsunami that just occurred. I would say that's probably, I don't know how one gauges or decides a top news story. Is it, if it's the one that gathers in the most attention, it would have to have been the Scott Peterson trial, right? Doesn't that make you want to throw up? The story that probably affects us, you and me, the most, another stolen election got, as far as I'm concerned, the least amount of coverage by mainstream media. What was the most irritating non-story that took up way too much airtime? Again, Scott Peterson, Britney's wedding. Jesus, don't you want to poke somebody's eyes out when you hear about that? The Michael Jackson thing again? You notice the most irritating or nonsensical stories are the ones that usually center around some half-witted personality, right? So anyway, if you call in tonight, and I hope you do, if you want to mention your pick for the top news story, legit top news story, Drek, let us know. Plus, we have a bit of year-in-review best of Bush to share with you. Yeah, you're going to like this. Some of his more asinine, half-witted, degenerate statements from the year 2004. You know, this freak makes them all the time. And, you know, we've got another 4 years of this to deal with, possibly. but what he said in 2004, we will share with you to a slight degree. And also, one of the callers last night, Alan. Remember this young kid that called in, what was he, 16? I think he was 16. And he was talking about he was struggling. He was going to, you know, he's a low, what do you say? Lower middle class. And he wants to go to college and so on and so forth when he graduates high school. Well, we got an email from a person who wants to help Alan out. So, Alan, if you're listening, man, call in and let Linda Blake, our associate producer in New York, tell her, you know, that you're back. You're Alan. Now, what we're going to do a little bit later in the program tonight is play. We're going to pull that piece of sound and play it from Alan's call from last night. And again, we have some good news for you, Alan. But you have to call in. All right. So if you happen to know Alan from Staten Island? Yeah, who called in last night. Call in, and our associate producer in New York will let us know when Alan has called in. At that point, we replay the entire call from Alan last night, and then we're going to tell you what this person emailed to us, okay? So, now watch, Alan's out partying tonight, right? No idea. But if you are listening, Alan, call us. The number is 866-303-2270, by the way. And if your name is not Alan, you can call too, all right? But we have some good news for you, Alan. I think it's good news. Sure as hell sounds like it. So, Alan, call our associate producer, Linda Blake. Now, while we are waiting for Alan to call, and for you to call too, because we're going to try to get a lot of calls in tonight. A couple of reports here floating around. The Indian government said it received no warning, nor did the Sri Lankan government. But apparently, the U.S. warned its military base on the British-controlled island of Diego Garcia, which is in the Indian Ocean. That's the site from which U.S. bombing raids are launched against Afghanistan and Iraq. Diego Garcia, it's also where we torture people. See, that hasn't really hit the news yet. When I talk about Diego Garcia in the same sentence or paragraph with Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib and the packing containers in Afghanistan deserts, and I always mention Diego Garcia. Diego Garcia is one of the most remote spots on the planet. It's a British territory, I guess, but the U.S. leases it from the Brits. It's slam in the middle of nowhere, but it's an atoll or an island, a couple of islands, Diego Garcia. And that's where we bomb the hell out of people from that point. That's where we launch. And that's where we also send people for extreme torture. Because, by God, no press can get near Diego Garcia. Anyway, the story that's making its rounds is that the U.S. government I don't know what the seismological incident. I have no idea. But the U.S. government notified its Diego Garcia base and did not notify Indian Sri Lanka that some horrible event was about to occur. You know, they picked up the on the seismographs the fact that this tremendous undersea earthquake had occurred. Diego Garcia is about 1,000 miles south of India and directly in the path of the tsunami, and reportedly suffered no damage. I don't know. Who knows? Now, see, if you go on mainstream media and report that, the next person after you, if you report it, who opens their mouth says, "Oh, why do you always hate America?" Right? You know. All right. Now, if you've been overwhelmed with bad news lately, here's some good news. McDonald's Corporation is considering whether or not to require its meat processors to use a method for slaughtering poultry that is more humane than what they're using now. McDonald's said it is studying, it's like Bush saying he's studying the possibility of what is called controlled atmosphere killing. That sounds like what we do when we set off those petroleum mist bombs, the MOABs. Controlled atmosphere killing. Well, McDonald's uses this too, or think about using it. This is a process in which chickens are put to sleep. No, they're anesthetized with an inert gas like nitrogen or argon. Well, no, they're not put to sleep. They're killed. They're killed with this inert gas. It's called controlled atmosphere killing. The article here says chickens are put to sleep. You don't put them to sleep, you dumb freak. You kill them. Wow. Anyway, they're considering doing this instead of what they're doing now. What they're doing now, chickens, live chickens, are hung by their legs on a moving conveyor belt, and then they're pulled through an electrified vat of water. Jesus! You see this chicken? This chicken is totally disoriented. This is off on why I'm laughing. I'm not laughing. It just sounds like it. But this chicken is like, what's happening? Man, electrified vat of water. I had no idea. Now, it says here that some of McDonald's European suppliers already use the newer method, the controlled atmosphere killing. Anybody that eats at McDonald's should be involved in their own controlled atmosphere killing. They probably will be, you know, of some sort. You eat that crap, you're going to die. It's that simple. You eat McDonald's or any fast food, but especially McDonald's, you're going to die. It's poison. All right. I hear that music. That means it's time to break, right? John Conyers, the ranking minority member of the House Judiciary Committee, says he will object to the counting of the Ohio electors from the 2004 presidential election when Congress convenes on January 6th to ratify those votes. And he's looking for one senator to go along with him to stop the theft and destruction of democracy in this country. I wonder if there's one United States senator, one Democrat, just one, or even a Republican, who will go along with him. Huh? This is going to be interesting to see, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you part. The chicken crossed the road to join the Texas Air National Guard. Roll call.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
The Al Franken Show. Pure genius.
People have been saying our show's just been getting better and better over the last couple months, and I think I found out why over the weekend.
All right, tell me why.
Unbeknownst to me, I've been taking steroids. Franny has been slipping them in my dinner. And that's why the show is so great.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Hi, Jeff Levy here with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Do you have an idea or invention you would like to market? Perhaps a way of improving an existing product? Call Advent Product Development at 1-800-9-INVENT. For years, Advent has helped inventors and creative thinkers bring their idea or product to market. They are the clearinghouse for companies looking for inventions and ideas. Their coast-to-coast computer network can put you together with the right companies. They may even get your product on TV. No invention is too large or too small. Right now, hundreds of manufacturers are seeking new products. Call 1-800-9-INVENT and Advent Product Development will rush you a free inventor's kit. There's no obligation. No inventor can afford to be without this valuable kit. Get all the facts on how to safeguard, develop, and market your idea or invention. Call now 1-800-9-INVENT and use the professional guidance of Advent Product Development. Call for your free kit, 1-800-9-INVENT. That's 1-800-9-INVENT.
Young, who got some good minutes in the first half, hits the jumper. Tiffany Young, a junior from Hillsboro, Alabama, has four. Young, 17. And Tiffany Young with a sensational performance off the bench.
5 months after leading Purdue to an NCAA championship, Tiffany Young was killed by a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
The Mic, 92.1. Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more progressive talk from the Mic, 92.1.
It's 22 past the hour. So let me repeat that. It may have gotten lost in the music. Representative John Conyers of Michigan, he's the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, will object to the counting of the Ohio electors from the 2004 presidential election when Congress convenes to ratify those votes in about a week. He sent a letter to every senator, which will be published officially by his office in the next day or two. Conyers declares that he will be joined in this by several other members of the House, and they are looking for a senator. Because the language of Section 3, it's in Conyers' letter, and we'll post it, but it's there. It takes a member of the Senate and a member of the House to challenge the slate of electors or how the vote came out in a certain state, and their reasons that are necessary. There are conditions necessary to make the challenge. Those conditions exist in Ohio. So what Conyers is doing is focusing on several senators, Senators Biden, Bingaman, Boxer, Byrd, Clinton, Conrad, Corzine, Dodd, Dorgan, Durbin, Feingold, Harkin, Inouye, Kennedy, Jeffords, it goes on and on, Obama, Harry Reid, Lieberman, Nelson from Florida. These are the senators that Conyers is hoping he will be from this group. He'll be able to draw at least one senator who will join him and the other representatives in challenging what happened in Ohio. Now, do you think it didn't happen 4 years ago? Remember when members of the Black Caucus, of the House Black Caucus, pleaded one after another? They approached the well, I guess it is, the speaker's podium in the joint session when the votes were being certified, electoral votes were being certified, and asked for one senator. Nobody would come forward. Nobody, not a soul. What do you think will happen this time? Is Conyers going to count on Obama, Barack Obama, who by the time this certification occurs, Barack Obama will have been a senator, an official senator. When did they get sworn in, Kathy? I don't even know. It must be January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, because this occurs on January 6th. If Obama is not officially sworn in, then I guess he's not a senator, is he? It's going to be interesting to see, isn't it? It's a non-story. Insofar as media is concerned in this country, insofar as Republicans or people who don't vote or conservatives or these neocons, it's a non-story. To Bush and his murderous crime syndicate, it's a non-story. They're already, like Bush said the other day, or his spokesman said, he's down at the ranch pondering. That's right, pondering his second term. So it all comes down to what happens on January 6th. If there is no challenge by a senator, if no senator would join the challenge that Conyers says he's going to make, then it's over. Democracy in this country is dead. That's it. Fini. And you and I might as well stop voting. It's over. That's a hardcore thing for me to say, because if there's one thing I believe in, it's voting. I have voted since I was 21, which was how old you had to be back then. But if this vote is certified, it'll mean not one single United States senator had the courage, not one Democrat or Republican, had the courage to challenge this fraud and theft and collusion. And the fact that representative government in this country then is over. That's it. And starting January 6th, if it is not challenged, and then what happens? Well, then it's debated by both houses of Congress. Then witnesses can be called. And the whole thing, the whole rat's nest is unraveled. Now, does that stop the business of government? Aw, too damn bad, right? Huh? What's more important, Bush going on with his 14 inaugural balls? Or we have a legitimate representative government in this country? Which tonight, as we sit here, we do not. So it all comes down January 6th, Truth Seeker. If there is no challenge, if no senator would join the House member, that's it. It's over. You understand that, don't you? Huh? You understand that? Court challenges my ass. It doesn't make any difference. At that point, it's over. Because at that point, it will mean simply that the Democratic Party and every single one of its office holders is complicit in the destruction of the democratic process. Do you understand that? You understand what that means? I'm sure you do, because you're smart. You're wise. And again, the only thing I have to retaliate at that point is I quit the system then, because I'm not going to participate again in a fraudulent system. Are you? Are you going to do it again? Are you going to go through the motions of pretending like you're voting when you touch that damn screen, huh? Like Kathy and I did here in Atlanta. A month or so ago, when we touched the screen, voted for Kerry, voted for this, voted for that, have no earthly idea what happened to the vote, no record, no nothing, because here in Georgia, every single voter has to use a Diebold voting machine, touchscreen machine. Okay? So, that will be it for me. Quick break, we'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. Yes, she does.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Uses directed.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
This is John Quinlan for Outreach, Greater Madison's Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center. Please come join us for our 10th annual New Year's Eve Pink Party in the spectacular, newly opened Overture Center for an eclectic evening of entertainment under the glowing pink dome of this incredible space. All for the bargain price of $20 in advance, $25 at the door, at this benefit for Outreach. All are welcome, including our much-appreciated straight allies, at what one arts community leader recently described as the best New Year's Eve party in town. Pink Party headliners include Lisa G and Montage, joined by Madison jazz great Clyde Stubblefield, DJ Sandy Sizer's incomparable dance music, two-stepping in style with the Dairyland Cowgirls and Cowboys, comedian Christine O'Leary, an incredible drag show, and much, much more, all in one exciting venue. Join us in the fun as we keep hope alive. Thanks to teens like us, LGBT community young people will have a safe, supportive, alcohol-free place to party in the new year. There's a dance featuring a music-in-motion DJ from 8:30 to 12:30, along with lots of great activities, games, and food. Come to the Goodman Jewish Community Campus, located between Madison and Verona at 7762 County Route PD. There's a $5 suggested donation, but if money's a problem, don't let it stop you, organizers say. Shuttle transportation is being provided from downtown Madison. For more info, call 251-6211. Leave a message for Sarah or Craig at Teens Like Us, or send an email to TLUPride@yahoo.com. For info on these and other LGBT-related events, call Outreach at 255-8582. We're closed on Friday, so remember today, Thursday, is the last day to save $5 by purchasing advance tickets for the Pink Party. Stop by Outreach or go to OutreachInc.com for a list of ticket outlets. This is John Quinlan for the Mike 92.1.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she's completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups. And the bottom line is George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's the what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic. 92.1.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
I just thought the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Planet Check goes to India. His Holiness Swamiji, President of Parmarth Nikatan Ashram in Rishikesh, sees the light.
Sun comes every morning, everywhere. Sun never takes, I'm going on vacation. Done, tired of you people. Sun never complains, never grumbling, no vacation.
Swamiji implements solar panels.
10 years ago, I was thinking, why wastage of this energy? Sun, God has given to us, and sun is life. Everything starts with sun, coming every day to us, giving a message. Come on, use me. Look at me. I am there. Take more and more benefits.
He talked to a few scientists about solar energy.
And they came here and this planned for me and it happened. In the last 10 years, this hot water and the light and other things and so many things are happening now.
That's Planet Check.
The Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Great to have Progressive Talk in Madison. Thanks.
The Mike, 92.1.
I would walk 10 miles on my 26 before the hour. Got a note here from our senior correspondent. This is something from December 19th. Think about this for a second. Now, I just told you that the U.S. government apparently had a seismographical something showed up on the seismographs. How's that? That indicated a major earthquake just prior to these two tsunamis rolling and doing the horrible damage that they have done. And apparently, U.S. government did not notify the, India, among others, Indonesia, didn't notify anybody, but did notify the people at Diego Garcia, and there was no damage there. Now, again, take this with however many grains of salt or truckloads of salt you want to take it with. But that's the story that's out there. Diego Garcia, which was right in the path of tsunamis, prepared, and no damage occurred, whatever that means. Whereas, you know, the damage, what's the death toll now? 150,000, 140,000? It's just mind-boggling. But anyway, on December 19th, our senior correspondent sent me this. It was a conversation that was picked up and published on a blog, Road to Serfdom, I believe is the website. And it said, last night I had an interesting conversation with a friend who works on Capitol Hill. He was recently part of a congressional delegation that went to India. The delegation was mainly Republicans. They spoke to a lot of Indian government people, and the message from them, the Indian people, was very clear. And in a nutshell, it was this. We, the Indians, don't care much about America. My friend said they were very polite and almost indifferent. Maybe, matter of fact, is a better description. The conversation went something like this. This is the Indian people speaking. We consider ourselves in competition with China for leadership in the new century. That's our focus. And frankly, you have made it very difficult for us to deal with you, the United States. We find your approach to international affairs ridiculous. The invasion of Iraq was insane. You've encouraged the very things you say you were trying to fix, terrorism and instability. Your attitude to on Iran is ridiculous. You need to engage with Iran. We are bemused by your hypocrisy. You lecture the world about dealing with dictators and you deal with Pakistan. We are very sorry for your losses from the 9/11 terror attacks. Welcome to our world. You threaten us with sanctions for not signing the nuclear non-proliferation treaty, but you continue to be nuclear armed and to investigate new weapons. You expect us to neglect our own security because you want us to. We don't care about your sanctions. End quote. Now, as Chris writes, could this be why the U.S. didn't inform India about the earthquake/tsunami? Well, again, it requires a bit of faith on my part and your part. First, we have to believe that Diego Garcia was warned. Secondly, we have to believe that this conversation did take place. And then third, if the first two are true, the third possibility is absolutely true, because this administration, the Bush crime family, the Bush crime syndicate, the Bush organization is, if anything, incredibly vindictive. You cross them, they will cut your throat, either literally, Paul Wellstone, or figuratively, by not notifying your government that a horrendous national tragedy is heading your way. You got 3 hours to do something about it. Oh, never mind, we're not going to tell you. So, if circumstance one and circumstance two are in fact true, then circumstance three, just as surely as night follows day, is also true. But, who knows? Quién sabe? Let me see here. Frank is calling from Decatur, Georgia. Frank, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Where were you reading that article on the Diego Garcia?
The thing I just read?
Yeah.
It was something... hold on a second. Go to... I've got the website right here. Let's see, the road to serfdom. Hold on a second. The road to serfdom is, I think it's a blog. I'll get it during the next break and say it on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
My other thing I wanted to throw out there, I think I saw a news blip today that several other countries are now, their governments are now giving substantially more money than we are.
Yeah.
Is that true? Did I
That's what I've heard. Yes, in real money, and also as a factor of their gross domestic product.
Yeah, I mean,
or
they were already way ahead of us in the gross product per capita or whatever category, but now they're ahead of us in real dollars. You know, I do think it's great the kind of what the individuals in America are doing, but our government should be willing to do anything and everything for something. I mean, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it is. It is. It is.
It's just unbelievable. And you know, I just feel fortunate that I just, you know, have a bed to sleep in tonight, you know, when you see something like that.
Kathy and I are still trying to decide. We're going to send some money, and I'm not exactly sure yet. American Friends Service Committee or Oxfam or the Red Cross. There are several charitable organizations that are extremely worthy. They do great work. I'm tending to lean toward American Friends Service Committee because not only do they do phenomenal work, but they're also totally pacifist. And they have worked behind the scenes as an NGO to try to bring peace to the Middle East. They've been doing that for the past 20 years. And but I understand. Where did I see this on one of the news programs tonight? That the donations from the American public, from individuals, are coming in at just a phenomenal clip. And that, you know, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And it's also heartbreaking. You think here we are. We live in a country where the government is headed by a miserly bastard who will do nothing unless there's a return for him or his core supporters. And yet, the working class, the middle class out here, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, black, white, are willing to contribute to try to help their fellow human beings in a crisis like this. It's at once rewarding and heartbreaking.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, here, go to Road to Serfdom, and it's spelled S-U-R-F, like surfing, you know, whatever, roadtoserfdom.com.
Okay.
And you'll see the article. It's right, I think it's on the main page, roadtoserfdom.com, and it's about the conversation that I was just read to you over the air.
Right. All right.
Okay?
Thanks a lot, Mike. Okay.
All right. Take care. Appreciate you checking in. Canada is sending, what is it, Kathy, $40 million? And it's not a line of credit or a loan? If I'm understanding the story right, the first $15 million that our generous Bush crime family decided to send, $15 million, can you believe that? It's like, I don't know, it's like 15 cents, right? The first $15 million, I guess, was a grant for something, probably for military patrols or something. That's what Bush is into, you know. Oh, well, we'll send over some troops. We'll send some troops because, you know, Indonesia has oil. and there's civil war there. So we'll send the troops because we don't want them, you know, Exxon's got a, they're exploring there. You know, that kind of thing. The second $25 million, if I'm not mistaken, is a line of credit at probably usurious interest rates too, right? Huh? Line of credit. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I may be wrong. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just an out-and-out grant. But everything I've heard and read today is that, did you see the editorial in the New York Times about how chintzy and cheap this country is? Now, they're not talking about individuals. They're talking about the government. Because Americans, you know, once again, the common folk, you know, us common folk are contributing. Once again, here we go. We're doing it. Because we can connect. Because we are human. And God, you know what I'd love to know? I'd love to know how it breaks down these contributions. The tens of millions of dollars, I understand, are flowing into charitable organizations. But I'd like to know how it breaks down red state, blue state. Right? Even though that's a phony construct. But what the hell, everybody's using it. So I'd like to know that. And the second thing I'd like to know is on the individual contributions, how much is coming from Republicans and their ilk and from normal people, Democrats and liberals and progressives and people like us. I would. Why would I like to know that? Just because I would. Just because I would. But I'd be willing to bet you dollars to donut holes that for every dollar that comes from a Republican, if any money comes from a Republican, Democrats or liberals are contributing 100. I'll bet the ratio is about 100 to 1. All right, 50 to 1. Just a gut feeling. Isn't that cheap of me? Isn't that cheesy of me to in a time of tragedy to think like that? Yeah, it is. And I'm embarrassed to say it. I feel like a freak and a fool to say that. But that impish part of me, that part of me that hates Republicans, that hates these people, that just loathes them, that part of me that understands their hypocrisy. That part of me wants to know, you know, really wants to know. And I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to think it, feel it, and dear God, to say it on a talk show? It's awful. Isn't it awful? Huh? Okay, quick break while I go beat myself. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Hombre insincero de una familia muy rica.
Antes de que usted vuelta quiero. These problems seem immune to our affluence. Su alma gana dinero, Jorge Bush gana dinero, gana dinero.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Night falls. Darkness closes in. A mystery unfolds. Hallmark Channel introduces a series of original movies.
Everybody loves a murder.
Kelly Martin as Mystery Woman. John Larroquette as McBride.
Where were you when he died?
And Leah Thompson as Jane Doe.
I've got a development in our puzzle.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Every Friday night at 9, 8 Central, beginning January 7th on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
Hark, the defense makes bells ring. Glory to the pummeling. Capital One Bowie, the best.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
Wondering if you guys can actually make some sort of bumper sticker or t-shirt that we can show people. Turn on 92.1.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I love listening to you. Keep up the good work, and thank you.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
System includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the best guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll get value for good or for good. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Are you getting burned by bills, high interest credit card, and putting the heat on you? Fight fire with fire. That's right, fire. Financial independence and resource education can eliminate your unsecured debt for a fraction of what you owe without a loan. Are you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 or more in debt and paying outrageous interest rates? Let the professionals at FIRE put 4 years of experience to work for you. They'll negotiate and settle your debt down for up to 40% of what you now owe. You can reduce monthly payments immediately and be debt-free in less than 24 months. The FIRE experts are so sure they can eliminate your unsecured debt, they even offer a risk-free money-back guarantee. So give them a try. FIRE may even correct your past mistakes by helping you clean up your credit report and remove late payments, bankruptcies, charge loss, and collections.
Results may vary. FIRE makes no claims to delete accurate info from your credit report. So remember, find FIRE with FIRE.
Call right now at 866-844-3473. That's 1-866-844-3473. 866-844-3473.
Imagine you're at a soccer match and your favorite player has the ball. As she zeroes in on the goal, you want to yell, "You can do it, honey!" She shoots, she scores! You go to scream, "That's my baby!" But nothing comes out when you've got a crushed voice box. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when the truck came out of nowhere, your throat wouldn't have slammed into the steering wheel and you wouldn't have gotten silenced. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Informed? You better believe it. And I'll be stepping up to the mic in 05.
I'm thrilled to be here in the breadbasket of America because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves.
Again, 16-year-old Alan, who called in from Staten Island last night, if you're listening to the program now, give us a holler. Call the number 866-303-2270. I hope you can get through. If you can't, keep trying, because we need to talk to you. All right, Alan from Staten Island, who called in last night. Talk to the woman who answers the phone, our associate producer in New York, Linda. All right? Come on, Alan, call in. Several people now are emailing me about this protest that Conyers is going to offer in the House on certification day, January 6th, and he's looking for a senator. And the letter, the emails are saying, you know, please tell your audience to call their senators, if they have a Democrat, you know, if you have a Republican, forget it. Call their senator, call your senator and ask him or her to join John Conyers and the other people from the U.S. House who will be protesting the certification of Ohio's electors. So, okay, do that. Luna writes from Canada about the $40 million Canada has contributed. The government has also said they will match personal donations, which, as of the 6 o'clock news, according to Luna, was up to $14 million. So there's another 28 million from Canada. And we're still down here dicking around with what, 35 million? Is that what it is? 35 million? Whoa, whoop. Hey, that's really wonderful. Hot damn. Boy, I'm proud to be an American tonight, by God. Oxfam.org, OXFAM.org. Apparently, MoveOn is suggesting, I think, Oxfam. American Friends Service Committee is AFSC, the initials, AFSC.org. And then the rest of them you can find on your own. But both of those are good. Doctors Without Borders, they are going to be just pushed to the max. International Red Cross, the American Red Cross, the Red Crescent. Red Crescent would be an especially good one. Here's the problem with donating money to the Red Crescent. And it is the Islamic equivalent of the Red Cross. And that is Ashcroft's Justice Department, and this new freak, if he gets confirmed, Gonzalez, the Justice Department, will probably come knocking on your door 6 months from now wanting to know what the hell you were doing donating to a Muslim charity. You understand what I'm saying? Be careful. Be careful. The idea here is to get the money to the people who need it. And we live in the fascist states of America now, and it's going to get worse, much, much worse, over the next 4 years, unless something happens. So keeping that in mind, be careful. Oxfam, I don't think, is on the terrorist list yet, and I don't think American Friends Service Committee is on the terrorist list, although they may be, because they support equality in the Middle East between Palestinians and Israelis. So they may be listed as a terrorist organization. Let's try to squeeze in a call here. Joe is calling from from Texas, our combat vet. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, about as good as you can have. It's all over with now for election and all that. I guess all hope is gone. That's kind of the way I feel anyway about that.
But, well, not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, we still got we got a senator that's got any
courage.
Courage. You knew what I was going to say.
I knew what you were going to say, yeah.
You knew what I was thinking anyway.
That's right.
Spain's going to give $60 million. And they're a little country, ain't they? They like.
Who did?
Spain.
Spain.
Spain has already given $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it on the Democracy Now tonight. And now I was going to tell you, I was reading the Dallas Morning News yesterday. And with this all coming up, they are rated as one of the stingiest, and they're big Republicans up there. They are rated as one of the stingiest communities in the United States.
Really?
Really. I can't remember the organization that rates them, but they didn't like it, you know. They was, mm-hmm. But they did. But they was telling Denham about it, and they rated different organizations up there. Well, you got stars,
right?
0 to 4, and the ones that got the lowest stars were religion, charities, religious charities.
Well, I'm not surprised there, are you?
Well, I ain't either, especially after hearing Tom Hartman today on Randy Rhodes. You know?
Oh, was he talking about that?
Yeah.
Well, he was
talking about this, but he was talking about being sometimes in his life he was over in the country helping,
mm-hmm.
you know, something, and he said that's what they called over and had a photo done. That's going that out the next day.
Right.
And he said he didn't say which one it was or nothing.
Yeah.
Just talking about stories of the year. I think the story, and it's because I don't, my memory's not, a year ago, I can't hardly tell you what was going on.
I hear that.
Since,
got about 30 seconds
election,
here, Joe.
I was so upset about the election.
Yeah.
And then the siege on Fallujah. That right there has affected me more than anything. Because
well, for some,
going
for some,
on in that, not, they're not really reporting on it. I read something on the internet tonight that they're still hitting it with airstrikes and stuff. And,
yeah. Well, so for somebody like you who's been through the kind of combat you went through, I can understand why that would drive you crazy. Joe, we got a break here, pal.
Okay. I just want to call in.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year to you. Stay
off the highway. You know the amateurs are out tomorrow night.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Take care, Joe. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Randy Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
So, Congressman Frank, the Canadian High Court seems to have cleared the way be gay and get married in Canada. How do these people respond to this knowing that it's obviously okay?
I think it is now clear the only heterosexuals in Massachusetts who have been affected by the onset of same-sex marriages are a few people who live next door to a couple of lesbians that had to buy them a present.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
The moment she sees you, she gets excited. She jumps into your lap. She licks your face. She jumps down and runs off, barking. She wants you to chase her. She doesn't know you can't play like you used to, because she doesn't know you're paralyzed. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when that truck came out of nowhere, you would have been stuck in that wheelchair, and this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted, and you'd be rolling around on the floor by now. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Al Franken from the Al Franken Show. I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
According to the State Department, thousands more are still unaccounted for, but the list has been shortened by about 300. Those people have been heard from, but others have been added. Although some supplies have made it to Sri Lanka, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN Radio medical correspondent, says much more is still needed.
There is a pile of clothing in this particular structure. There are some donations coming in, not only of the clean water and food, but also of clothing as well. But if there is a lack of something, it is probably the medications, even things like 25-cent antibiotics that could probably take care of some of these problems.
Military relief efforts will cost the U.S. a lot more than originally estimated, according to retired General David Grange, CNN Radio military analyst.
You hear a lot about a $35 million pledge on support to the disaster, but these military bills, this support from the military commitment, is going to be very high.
The death toll is now over 118,000 and is still going up. A day after the U.S. said it would relax its ban on imports of Canadian cattle, Canadian health officials said preliminary test results identified a dairy cow as having mad cow disease. Dr. Gary Little of the Canadian Food Inspection Agency says confirmation is expected within 2 to 4 days.
If the animal is confirmed to be positive, and it's important to recognize and note that at this point in time we have not confirmed the diagnosis. If it is, however, confirmed positive, the agency will launch a focused investigation to locate other animals of equivalent risk.
A Kansas woman accused of strangling a pregnant woman and cutting her fetus from her womb will remain in custody pending a trial. That ruling was made Thursday by a federal magistrate. Defense attorneys did not contest that order. This is CNN Radio News.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
It's Monday morning. You haven't slept all weekend. You're being blackmailed by your old boss into spying on your new boss. If you don't do it, your life will be ruined. And there is no way out. Time to go to work. Read Paranoia, the New York Times bestseller from Joseph Finder, and find out why People Magazine says there's a new John Grisham in town. Paranoia, from St. Martin's Paperbacks.
You may be surprised to learn how early weight problems apparently begin among Americans, Cheryl Castro reports.
The American Heart Association's latest report shows more than 10% of children aged 2 to 5 are overweight. That figure coming from 2002. Researchers say the situation is probably even worse now. In 1994, 7% of preschool-aged children were overweight. Experts blame junk food marketing geared toward children, too much TV, and a decline in the number of families who sit down to eat together. Cheryl Castro, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Health South Corporation has agreed to pay $325 million to settle allegations the company defrauded Medicare and other federal health care programs. That according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Three of the 10 militants killed this week in Saudi Arabia have been linked to Al-Qaeda. Nine of them were Saudi nationals, according to the Interior Ministry. This is news from CNN Radio. A band leader known for his mastery of the clarinet and his numerous wives has died after a long illness, Matt Cherry reports.
Artie Shaw was 94 years old. He actually put down his clarinet for good about 50 years ago to focus on writing and other pursuits. Shaw was up there with Benny Goodman and the Dorsey Brothers among the most popular band leaders of the big band era in the 1930s and 40s. His best-known composition was Begin the Begin, which became a standard. Shaw's many wives included actresses Ava Gardner and Lana Turner. Matt Cherry, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
In Arizona, searchers have discovered what is believed to be the bodies of two college students who have been missing after their canoe capsized in a flooded creek that was caused by recent storms in the West. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
It's time for a progressive roll call.
I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1, now brings you Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call us at 663-7291, day or night, to make your voice heard.
I love pretty much everything about this new station.
Tell us what you like or don't like, and we might use it on the air. Call 663-7291.
I just wanted to thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail from Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic 92.1.
And now, NBA All-Star Jerry Stackhouse.
Discipline and control, that's what my parents taught me. They show me by example, by the way they live their lives. You see, my parents are living with diabetes, and in many ways, managing diabetes is tougher than anything I do. My parents always say they're proud of me. Mom and Dad, I'm proud of you.
You too can be a champion to someone with diabetes. Call 1-800-860-8747. A message from the Wisconsin Division of Health.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic online at themike921.com.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Coming up in about 24 minutes, 25 minutes at the bottom of the hour, our best Dim Sun year in review. Our best of Dim Sun year in review. That would be Bush. Don't miss it. Now, first, I want to replay the call last night from a 16-year-old kid who called from Staten Island, Alan. And then I understand he's on the phone, and he'll join us again live so we can share this good news for him, with him. Now, here's the call from last night.
Like, I was working at a Blimpy, like, handing out flyers and stuff because I'm under 18, so I can't use the meat slicer and everything.
Right.
And I was working there, and, I mean, they just closed. It was, like, one day they were open, the Monday, and then the Tuesday when I came in, they were closed. And I, you know, called my boss, and he's like, you know, I had to close it. We weren't making enough profit. I mean, you know, this is like just a single franchise in the middle of Staten Island. Like Luncheonettes in my old neighborhood, they're closing down.
Sure.
You know, secondhand stores.
Wait a minute. Did I hear you right? You're too young to operate a meat slicer?
Yeah, I'm 16. You have to be 18 to do it.
What happens when you're 18? All of a sudden, you're a meat slicer capable person? What the hell is that about?
I guess. I don't know.
You're 16. You sound like a very intelligent kid. You're 16. You can't operate a meat slicer?
Those are the rules, I guess. You know.
Well, I mean, obviously you can. I'll bet you're hell on a meat slicer. I'll bet you know how to do a meat slicer in your sleep. Jesus, when I was 16, I worked at a McDonald's. This is way back, so far back in time, Alan, as to render it almost incomprehensible to somebody 16. But you know, McDonald's started like in, what, 55, 1955, not 18, 19. That's last century, 1955, right? You still with me?
Yeah.
All right, Alan. And around 1950, I don't know what, 1960, they finally opened up a franchise in Toledo, Ohio, where I grew up. And I went to work there, and it was 90 cents an hour, and all the food you could eat. And we didn't do a slicer, except the potato thing. We used to get bags of potatoes and dump them in, and the slicer thing would go off. And then you'd have to, if it got stuck, you'd have to reach your hand inside. Think about that for a second, huh?
Yeah.
You'd turn it off and reach your hand inside. And they nobody said, well, you're too young to reach inside the potato smash thing, you know. They said, look, here's the on-off switch. Turn it off before you put your hand in. I can't believe, Alan, that somebody told you, an intelligent 16-year-old kid in Staten Island, New York, you don't know that you're too young to run a meat slicer. What the hell is that about?
Yeah, I know. I know. If you ask me, though, if Bush really gets his way, there's going to be, because you were talking earlier about like the libraries and all.
Right, right.
Like one library in California, one Walmart in like in the Midwest somewhere, like Chicago.
Right.
And then there'll be like one mom and pop store in like Staten Island or like, you know, some small town or something like that. That's how it's going to be. You know, everybody's going to have to drive everywhere.
I know.
You know, the
mom and pop stores, and I know about that. I grew up with that. The mom and pop stores, you know what they're going to become, Alan? They're going to become like little museum pieces.
Yeah.
There'll be little places, little like signs that say neighborhood, and people will go in there, and there'll be like the fire station and a library that's actually open.
Yeah.
And a little mom and pop, not a 7-Eleven, not a Magic Market, but a little mom and pop. You know, Izzy and Ethel run it, and they've been running it for like 50 years, and they still have a counter with penny candy. Do you know what that is?
Yeah,
great. That's great. I love you, Alan. I'm so glad you called. You made my night. Thank God there's Alans around. Will you call again?
Sure.
All right, man. Listen, where are you working?
I'm actually my boss said that he's in negotiation to sell the Blimpie, so I might get my job there again if they reopen.
Is it going to still be a Blimpie?
Hopefully, if the buyer wants it like that.
Okay, what are you going to do after Blimpie?
I don't know. I mean, I'm 16, so I have two more years until college, and I'm a lower middle class family, so I have to worry about, I have to work my way through college, so I really don't know at this point.
All right, that was a conversation last night with Alan, and we want to bring him back on. Alan, are you there? Alan in Staten Island?
Yep.
Hey, Alan. Was that kind of weird hearing yourself again?
Yeah, I know. It was really weird.
Right. Well, listen, there's an echo on the call. I hope that's not bothering you. But I wanted to let you know that someone was listening last night, heard the conversation between you and me. And this person, her first name is Linda, wants to offer some assistance. I don't know what this is about, but some assistance for you to go to college.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
So I don't know if this means a job or contribution maybe to a college fund. How much more high school do you have?
I'm a junior now, so one more year.
All right, so you've got the rest this year and then your senior year.
Yeah.
And what have you, do you live with your mom and dad, your parents together, divorced, what?
Both my mom and my dad, we all live together.
Okay, you've talked to them about going to school, college?
Yeah, I'm just not sure about which college I want to go to, but, you know, I mean, I am going to go.
And what you said last night, you're going to work your way through, you're going to save your money, what are you going to do?
I'm probably going to work my way through.
Okay, what do you want to study, do you know at this point?
I'm not really sure, but I'm sort of leaning toward being a film director.
Really? You want to go to film school?
Huh?
You want to go to film school?
Yeah.
Like in New York or the West Coast?
Probably New York. Because it's local, you know, I probably really wouldn't be able to afford a dorm really, really easily.
Mm-hmm. So this way you can commute, like maybe into Manhattan or wherever, right?
Yeah, because I'm going to school in Manhattan since fourth grade, so I'm really used to it.
Oh, okay. All right, here's what I want to do, Alan. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right.
So our assistant producer, whose name also is Linda,
mm-hmm.
can give you the contact information for the woman who emailed in after you were on the program last night.
All right.
So keep in touch. Let me know what happens. You can. You don't have to call. You can send me an email. Do you have our email address here?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know what happens, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, now don't hang up.
Okay.
All right, talk with Linda, our associate producer. She's right there in New York, and she'll give you the information necessary. And thanks for calling back in, Alan. You know, in Bush's America, that's the way it works. Sometimes you take care of each other, right? Just like we have to do the same thing for the tsunami victims, very simply because the Bush crime family... It's not something that they can comprehend. It's not something that George W. Bush understands. He's never faced a tragedy in his life. Even when his family has had tragedies, it just blew right past him. Didn't matter. When his now wife either drunkenly ran a stop sign or just wasn't paying attention, ran a stop sign and killed her former boyfriend, that, you know, doesn't mean anything to George W. Bush. Means nothing. Nothing. The only thing that means something to the Bush people is war and death and destruction and making some money on it. You heard him. We played the sound for you last night from his impromptu press conference yesterday when he was finally called out because 4 days had gone by and he had said nothing about the worst, oh my God, the worst natural tragedy in our lifetimes for sure. Possibly it's going to be up there in the top, I don't know what, 5, 10 in the history of the human race. Who knows? But Bush couldn't say anything about it until he was shamed into it. So we got to step up and do things like this. Help with some kids' college fund. If you know somebody, maybe you're helping with your grandchildren or a neighborhood kid or your niece, your nephew, whatever. Or you got to work with Madhousers. Like they're right here in Atlanta, madhousers.org. They build huts for homeless people, for God's sake. Cost them about $350 now. They can put up, they put up a shelter or Habitat for Humanity to build homes for people who can't seem to quite get the bread together to make the down payment, but can. They put in sweat equity and then make the mortgage payments. Got to do that. You know, you think about the homeless vets in this country who are not being taken care of, people who got their asses shot off and did their share of murder and mayhem and killing in Vietnam for the sake of corporate America back in the 60s, and now corporate America says, oh, go screw yourself. You know, it just keeps going on and on and on. Anyway, Linda, if you're listening out there, the Linda who sent the email to me, asking to get in touch with Alan, bless your heart. You have kind of restored my faith in humanity, that's for sure. And if I believed in angels, which I don't, I'd say you're one of them. Quick break, we'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge
message you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
We are coming to you courtesy of 92.1 The Mic today, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I want to tell everyone, Madison's going to lead the way!
Well, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, I can feel it in the air out here in Madison.
Madison, you're on the mic.
This is really an opportunity for Madison and for Wisconsin to let its voice be heard.
Stay informed and stay involved.
Here on Air America Radio.
Live in Madison.
Thank you, Madison!
The mic.
Thank you!
92.1.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Project Fit America helps schools develop programs to put fitness back into play, to change the reality that nearly one-third of our children between 6 and 17 are overweight. Exercise and a good diet lead to a healthy body. Honey can play an important role and can be a source of carbohydrates to fuel a child's fitness plan. Dr. Liz Applegate, University of California at Davis.
Honey provides an array of vitamins, of minerals, and also of antioxidants, so honey's a natural choice.
Politics have never been more important. Get informed and get involved. This is The Mic, 92.1.
And then education. We passed a great education bill. This is a good piece of legislation because it sets clear priorities. It encourages accountability so that no child is quit on.
God. You know, Bush should work the club circuit. He should be a stand-up comic. All he has to do is get out there and start talking about things that most of us consider to be important. And just talk, George. We would just laugh our asses off. I mean, you'd be doing America a great service. You freak. Hey, you know, we haven't been paying too much attention to Iraq, have we? Huh? Over the past few days, what, about 150 people blown to pieces in Iraq? But, you know, things are going well, aren't they? The election coming up in a month, that'll come off without a hitch, right? And the test case they keep pointing to is the Afghan election. Remember that? As proof that you can hold an election in a war zone and pull it off without any violence? Right? Huh? A couple of emails here, and then back to your calls. I listened to you for the first time last night, and I was shocked, stunned, etc. I could not turn off the radio. I hate Bush. I hate these damn Republicans. I'm sure you've heard all this before. My question is this. What can someone like me, a hardcore liberal, do to convince people of my general age, I'm 18, who come from conservative families, to turn away from that which they were indoctrinated into? Most of them are de facto liberals in the first place, but they continuously support Republicans and this monkey in office. Do you have any hints or tips, something to help me sway them? Normally, when I debate right-wingers, I tend to go full power on them. I realize this doesn't work when trying to persuade others to see your way. Help me out, please. That's from Nick in Miramar, Florida. And he adds parenthetically, who participated in his first election this November. Sadly, his vote cast on electronic ballot machine probably didn't count. What to do, Nick? Man, I wish I could tell you. I get asked that question every once in a while. You know, how do you convince your friends or ex-friends or people you meet about the goodness of liberalism, regardless of what the pig man and his parrot have been saying, you know, for nigh on to 10 years now? I don't know what to tell you. I wish I had a good answer. Stay with the internet. There's all sorts of good sites with the internet. Stay with this program. You'll hear stuff on this program that you can check out yourself, and it'll lead you to other. It's like a portal. That's what this program is. A portal to really, really important things. You know what this is, Nick. This program. This is a meeting. That's all. You know, we're not here to educate. We're not here to do anything except to get together every night and pound the table and scream and yell and vent. And then, you know, of course, do something. I mean, it's not just a bitch fest, period. It's to get it off your chest and then do something. But it's this program is where liberals go who listen to talk radio or want to listen to talk radio. This network is where liberals go who want to listen to talk radio. I don't care if you start in the morning with Morning Sedition, or if you listen to Randy, or if you listen to Janine, if you listen to Al, it doesn't make any difference. All these programs that are on Air America, this is where you need to tune in, Nick. Start here and consider it a portal. You won't be educated here. Nobody on this network is trying to educate anybody. We're just trying to, I don't know. What are we trying to do, Kathy? I know on this program, I can only speak for this program. This is a campfire every night, more or less, and we get together and talk about what's happening. That's all. And then there's this. Have I got time to do? Yeah, okay. Dear Mike, my name is Brendan. I'm 21-year-old from Temecula, California. I've written to you a few times before. I had an interesting and troubling encounter at work the other day, and I thought I'd share it with you. Excuse me. Well, at work Sunday morning at the grocery store, my, quote, best friend, close quote, of 14 years happened to come in. Until about 3 months ago, I probably hadn't gone more than a week or so without seeing this friend of mine. We've been inseparable since the second or third grade. Played sports together, gone on vacations together, grown into adults together. One day, he just stopped returning my calls. There was a strange vibe during our conversation, so I asked him what the deal was. To make a long story short, he said that he didn't want to deal with me in his life right now because of all the political emails I've been sending out. He said they were offensive and sometimes radical and crazy. I told him all he had to do was pick up the phone and ask me to stop. and that it seems as though he just can't accept having a friend who has an ideology different from that which he was brought up with. He said we'd get together sometime and try to work it out, but I know that friendship is now all but lost. Have you had any similar experiences as a youth or even more recently? It makes me sick to my stomach that someone who I would take a bullet for no longer values my friendship because of my differing political and religious views. I suppose this is a price I will have to pay for speaking out about what I believe in. It just seems so stupid. Signed, peace, Brendan McPhillips. Now, what's interesting about the email here is he didn't say whether he's coming at all of this from a liberal or conservative point of view. Isn't that interesting? Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. The best of Bush, year in review, when we return. In no direction, waste my time thinking I'm the next one to make a difference, to make a change, to make some sense and to rearrange. Rearrange the way you think, hesitate, lose control and you will sink. Think fast, think for yourself, don't let the world be your own hell because it is so. It's so full of greed because it is so. It's so, so much need for independence, solidarity, unity.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
Morning Sedition. Here on the Mike 92.1, Mark and Mark have access to the most sensitive right-wing information.
I'll take this quick call. Ted in Nebraska, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm not surprised the liberals would be against tort reform. Something for nothing in liberal land.
Oh, no, I hate when... oh, my God, it's... Oh, no, oh, no, it's happening. My thoughts are starting to change. I'm becoming him. Oh, no.
And now, live from Radio Halliburton, it's Right and Early, the conservatives' way to wake up, with Mark the Shark Maron.
Good morning, neocons. It's 20 after the hour here on Radio Halliburton. Halliburton got freedom. We do. So Bill Clinton is shooting his mouth off, saying Uncle Sam should take the lead in providing aid for the so-called tsunami victims. Hey, Billary, what would you do? Oh, whoa, 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 Bubba, can't you keep anything in your pants? Hey, Asia, here's some aid for you, courtesy of Mark the Shark. Yeah, there you go. Now shut up. Hey, W's inauguration is coming up. Mandate, mandate, mandate. And it's going to cost $50 million. He'll double it, triple it, I say. Who are we going to give that money to? The greatest president who ever lived. Right. Or a bunch of soggy curry slurpers. Wrong answer. Case closed. Let's take a call. You're on the air, caller.
Oh, those damn liberals, feminazis.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Right you are, caller. Global warming is a crock. Hillary Clinton's the coldest place on earth. Time for the neocon power weather forecast. It's cool and dry here. Not like some places. We win again. USA! 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 Stick around, neocons. We'll be back with Toby Keith.
Oh, man. Oh, God, what happened, man? I blacked out again. Was I...
That was freaky, man.
Just in time for the holidays, the Mike 92.1 has a special stocking stuffer for you. It's a handcrafted keepsake that will warm progressive hearts all year long. It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. You can leave a season's greetings for your favorite progressive. You can even sing us a carol. Just call 663-7291. We might put your message on the air so you can tell your loved ones, I'm on the mic. Madison's Progressive Voicemail is on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Ever seen a hornet, Shelly?
No.
You will when you climb 15 feet up this ladder to get rid of them. Take this insecticide and broom and send those stinging meanies packing.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts?
Oh, that's so cute. No, honey, hornets don't bite, silly. They sting.
Ow!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Artists like Alanis Morissette, Tracy Chapman, and Cake played. Woody Harrelson, Andy Dick, and Flea spoke at We the Planet Festival. Here's Julia Butterfly Hill to talk about We the Planet.
With the festival, my goal is to model that consciousness is cool. And so we had this fabulous event with very well-known musicians and activists, and we kind of brought all the worlds together.
On every level of production, the festival was earth-friendly.
We did not produce trash as a festival. We were completely off the grid with biodiesel, vegetable oil. Everything that was produced on site was compostable or recyclable.
We the Planet proved that it can be done.
Caring for our world can be fun and cool and creative and still help our world.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check. Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Side of the dial. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
It's about 25 before the hour. Oh, by the way, we're off tomorrow, and of course Saturday and Sunday. We'll be back live Monday night. Tomorrow night is Best of Malloy for 2004, including I think the show that we did about the teenagers, some of that, the post-election show, and some other fun or frivolity, all selected by our associate producer in New York, Linda Blake. Well, that kid show was all 3 hours. They're not going to do the whole 3 hours. Just 1 hour? Oh, okay. And then the post-election show and some other stuff. So that's tomorrow night. We'll be back Monday. I'm not working on New Year's Eve. To hell with it. Who is? Nobody works. No. Yeah, besides, who in the hell is going to be listening, right? No, I don't know. You know, maybe some people listen. This is from, where's this from, Kathy? Top 10 political humor. About.com. This is the top 10 Bushisms of 2004, and then we're going to have some in his own words. Number 10. I want you to know Karen is with us, a West Texas girl, just like me. That was from Nashville, Tennessee, May of last year. Number 9. Then you wake up at a high school level and find out the illiteracy level of our children are appalling. January in Washington, D.C. Number 8. Free societies are hopeful societies, and free societies will be allies against these hateful few who have no conscience, who kill at the whim of a hat. Washington, D.C., January 14th. Oh, my God. No, that was September 17th. Number 7. I want to thank the astronauts who are with us, the courageous spatial entrepreneurs who set such a wonderful example for the young of our country. Spatial entrepreneurs? What the hell is that? That was January 2004. Number 6. We'll make sure our troops have all that is necessary to complete their missions. That's why I went to the Congress last September and proposed supplemental funding, which is money for armor and body parts and ammunition and fuel. September 4th, 2004, Jesus, God in heaven, this freak, 59 million Americans, 50 million, 30 million, 5 million voted for this guy? Number 5, after standing on a stage after the debates, I made very plain, we will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army. Daytona Beach, October 2004. Number 4. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity, and therefore the relationship between federal government and tribes is one of between sovereign entities. Washington, August 2004. God. Number three. I hear there's rumors on the internet that we're going to have a draft. Second presidential debate, St. Louis, October 8th, 2004. My God. Number two. Too many good docs are getting out of the business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across the country. Missouri, September 2004. And number one, top ten, number one Bushism of 2004. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. And you wonder why I call this gang of pissants the Bush Crime Syndicate? You have to be kidding. You have to be kidding. All right. In his own words, here you go. 2004 George W. Bush.
I think American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
If you're paying taxes, you're going to have tax relief. The government ought not to pay favorites. Seems to make a fair way to me to make policy.
Here in Washington, we're now determining the size and the shape of a package. It's not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
Need some wood? See, without the tax relief package, there would have been a deficit, but there wouldn't have been the commensurate the kick to our economy. I recognize there are hurdles, and we're going to achieve those hurdles. There's no doubt in my mind we will.
We've got a lot of problems, but I'm going to tell you something about this country. In my mind, there is no doubt that we won't solve these problems.
And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
It wasn't all that long ago that we started military operations. We've been there, what, how many days? You're counting the days since we've been there, because I'm not.
I take personal responsibility for everything I say, of course. Absolutely.
We have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
I'm honored to shake the hand of a brave Iraqi citizen who had his hand cut off by Saddam Hussein.
People are being investigated. It doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are.
I'd like to know who leaked. And if anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
By glance at the headlines, just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving, rarely read the stories. Best way to get the news is from objective sources. And most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
I feel very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from, great advisors to whom I listen.
I was disappointed that the nomination of Bernard Kerik didn't go forward. I think he would have done a fine job as the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. You've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. Terrorists are against peace. Terrorists kill innocent life. Those who would like to kill, those are called terrorists.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
We now live in a world where if you can't think, it's going to be hard to be a productive worker in the workplace.
When you don't measure, you just shuffle kids through. Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Need some wood?
The temptation is going to be to get me to negotiate with myself in public.
And what happens in those forests, because of lousy federal policy, is that they grow to be, they're not harvested.
Need some wood?
Our country must continue to meet the grave dangers of biotechnology.
That's why I proposed a hydrogen automobile. Hydrogen-generated automobile.
we can target things easier and move more quickly, which means we need to be lighter and quicker and more facile.
I hear there's rumors on the internets that we're going to have a draft. We're not going to have a draft, period.
I made it very plain. We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
A trade relationship's an important relationship, and the relationship's an important relationship, and I would call the relationship a good relationship.
Plan is working. We're going to make elections.
It's like earning capital. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. After the 2000 election, I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
It's hard work.
It's hard work.
It's hard work. Everybody knows it's hard work. And it's hard work. I understand how hard it is. I see on the TV screens how hard it is. It's hard work. It is hard work to go from a tyranny to a democracy. We've done a lot of hard work. It's hard work. Understand how hard it is to commit troops. It's incredibly hard. You know, it's hard work to try to love her as best as I can.
Need some wood?
Well, there you go. It would just be totally useless, redundant for me to say what a moron. It's beyond an embarrassment. But you and I, Truth Seeker, apparently are in the minority. If we figure 10 million votes were stolen from John Kerry nationwide. Let's figure 20 million were stolen. That still leaves, 40 million people almost who voted for this jackass? Huh. All right, I just got an email, and the person who sent me the email asked me to read this on the air, so I'll do it. It's December 28, 2004. This comes from Fallujah, Iraq. Emergency teams from the Fallujah hospital have recovered 700 bodies of Iraqis from the ruins of houses destroyed in the U.S. offensive on the city. Among the 700 bodies were 504 bodies of women and children. The rest were elderly and middle-aged men. Dr. Tamir Salih Al-Ani, who is in charge of the morgue in Fallujah General Hospital, has reported that emergency teams have recovered these bodies. Dr. Salih confirmed that among the 700 bodies were the 504 bodies of women and children. Well, all right. I have read it.
I love your smile, but when you talk, there's nobody home. I love it when you speak your mind. Nobody home. It's nice to have some quiet time. There's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you say to me convinces me.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Night falls. Darkness closes in. A mystery unfolds.
Hallmark Channel introduces a series of original movies.
Everybody loves a murder.
Kelly Martin as Mystery Woman. John Larroquette as McBride.
Where were you when he died?
And Leah Thompson as Jane Doe.
I've got a development and we're a puzzle.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Every Friday night at 9, 8 Central, beginning January 7th on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
Turner, keep the eggnog coming.
Hey, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. And what do you want for Christmas, Sonny?
I want a 65-inch widescreen TV with a big leather easy chair so I can watch all 21 college bowl games during Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles.
Ooh, watching Capital One Bowl Week with no hassles? I like your style, kid.
Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC and ESPN, December 14th through the Capital One Bowl on New Year's Day.
What's in your wallet?
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Canada is just like America, only without the perpetual fear and hate that this country seems to suffer from. Everything is so safe, it's so nice, but as I said, you don't have that weird fear and hate, which actually takes the edge off a little bit. I mean, I like it here. See, look what's going on. An ambulance is going by, yeah. And you're like, what's happening there? Something bad happened. And that's exciting. That's what makes America great.
Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Tax time is coming, and you're a homeowner strapped for cash. You need help now. This is Jim Eichenbaum with Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corp. And even if you have less than perfect credit, you can take advantage of our low, low rates. Don't be misled by empty promises from other lenders who resort to bait and switch tactics and delay you with piles of paperwork. At Omega, there are no upfront fees. You'll get honesty, straight talk, and the right home loan for you.
Omega said yes. We got the money we needed and a great rate.
Omega specializes in home loans for homeowners just like you. You don't need tax returns or W-2s, no mountains of paperwork. Even if you've had mortgage late or a bankruptcy, Omega can lower your monthly payments. And with your equity, you can get the cash you need. Call 888-32-APPLY before rates go back up. That's 888-322-7759. 888-32-APPLY. Apply. Licensed by the Cal DRE. License number 01411312. May not be licensed in your state. Good credit or less than perfect. You're just a 5-minute call from saving thousands of dollars with Omega Mortgage Acceptance Corp. Call now. 888-32-APPLY.
Right now, one of the hardest things is we see their friends. And we see how much their friends have grown and changed and how big they've gotten. And we cannot see how much Brandy Taylor and Sarah Francis have grown and changed and just going through those milestone years.
Brandy Taylor and Sarah Wiggins were killed by a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike. 92.1.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
It's about 9 before the hour. It was my fault. The music there at the end of the last segment was a little inappropriate to the story that I tried to squeeze in. Kathy had already queued that music up. The email that was sent, the music referred to Bush, nobody home, obviously. The email that I was attempting to read was about the discovery of the dead in Fallujah, 700. Now, you'll remember that the U.S. military and the people in charge, the Americans in charge of that ethnic cleansing, decided that there would be not even medical personnel were allowed in there, much less news photographers or reporters. And perhaps this is one of the reasons why. But the idea of the slaughter of non-combatants, innocent people, I know, we've talked about this before. Don't be naive, Mike. You know, two words, Dresden, Nagasaki, another two words, Stalingrad. You know, the slaughter of innocent people, London, you know, pick one, Twin Towers in New York. All right. But this situation in Fallujah, a country in which we have no business waging war, you know, it's been off the front pages for a while now because of this horrendous, unbelievable, mind-boggling, ongoing, never-ending tragedy that's occurred in South Asia. But the killing of our people and Iraqis continues. It just continues. It's horrible. And now to discover a mass grave. Remember when the attack occurred. When first of all, the U.S. military psyops lied to CNN, who in turn, inadvertently, I would imagine, lied to the American people. Well, we have crossed the line. We're into Fallujah, and really, it didn't start until 2 weeks later. They are screwing with our heads constantly and without let up. Us being the people back here in the States, the soldiers and Marines that are in Iraq are being permanently damaged. Permanently. To some degree, because these are not stupid people, our soldiers and our Marines. They are not stupid people. 60% of them are reservists and National Guardsmen and women. They are educated. They did not join up to go kill or be killed and go into a combat zone. That's not why they joined. That's not why they signed up. They are intelligent. They understand what's going on. And you take people like that, put them in a situation where it's either kill or be killed. Well, what the hell do you think is going to happen? But they are being permanently and forever damaged. And they're coming home and damaging their family members. This is horrible. We had the story a couple of weeks ago. 900 American children have lost a father or a mother, have been made orphans or partly, or how do you, what's a partial orphan? Who in the hell knows? But they have, some of these kids are 2, 3, and 4 years old. In the month of November, 60 American soldiers were killed in Iraq who never saw their children back home. I think about that every time I look at Mali or you know, you folks are very kind. You look at the pictures of Mali at my website and you send me nice emails. And I think about all those soldiers and Marines who have children just as cute as Mali. And those kids will never know their dads and in some instances their moms. Because of what this filthy, filthy, filthy Bush crime family has done. And it keeps going on. And now this, 700 corpses, women and children and old men. Here we are. We're the eagle. We're America. Yeah, here we are. And when a tragedy hits like the tsunamis that flowed into nine nations, we're able to come up with $15 million until this little piglet is shamed into coming up with another $20 million. And the rest of the world, you know, I know. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world thinks, does it? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because we're part of humanity. I'm not going to quote John Donne for you again, but here we are. Here we are. The rest of the world looks at us, looks at our reaction to this tragedy, looks to the, you know, did you see this on the news about the 700 dead women and children? No, of course not. You won't hear this in America. Oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe Coburn will report it. Maybe it'll be at counterpunch.org. Maybe somebody at the Nation, maybe David Korn will write about it. Maybe Sidney Blumenthal will write about it for The Guardian. Maybe Greg Palast will hear about it. But it's not going to be on television. It's not going to be on radio. It's not going to be anywhere. 700 corpses found. people blown to pieces, civilians, women and children. Now, you know, some people say, well, you know, how do you know that's true, Malloy? It probably comes from an Arab source. Oh, that's right. And you know, Arabs are liars, aren't they? But remember what the Lancet. Now, those are nice white people. Those are Brits. They're white people like us, and they speak basically the same language. Well, okay, kind of the same language as what we speak. And rumor has it that we came, a lot of the white people who founded this country actually came from there and from Germany. But, you know, okay, so we got a connection with the Brits, right? So the Lancet, the British Medical Journal. Remember when we talked about that? 100,000, quote, excess deaths, close quote, in Iraq caused by our presence there. And what was the number, Kathy? 70%, 60%, 80% were women and children. So when you see a report from an Arab news source that says 700 corpses of women and children found in Fallujah, do you want to believe it? I mean, it's verified by white people. Huh? So you don't have to listen, white Christians, so you don't have to listen to the brown Muslims who are reporting it. You can reference what the white Christians said in The Lancet, the British Medical Journal. We're going to be cursed for this. You understand me? I don't believe in that nonsense. But there is quantum physics. There is karma. There is balance. There is justice. There is light in the darkness. And I'm telling you, what we're doing as a country, what is being done in our name, is going to come back and devour us. You know that, don't you?
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
I read a story yesterday or the day before, and it said that a guy had been the victim of a landmine. He had lost a leg, did give him a prosthetic leg, and then they sent him back to the combat zone. But it used to be you got wounded in that kind of a fashion. When my dad served, when I served, you got to go home and you got to get out.
The Randy Rhoads Show, 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
If you think it's hard to talk to your parents about money, you're right.
Sherry Meyer of the American Savings Education Council.
But just imagine how hard it could be if you don't. Talk to them now about their retirement preparations. You'll be glad you did. Make planning and saving a family affair and choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Your life, your choices.
Choose to save.
I'm Bill, and I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Sushain. A member of the Bush White House will be meeting with the UN Secretary General to discuss tsunami disaster relief. Our Richard Roth reports.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan meets with U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. The meeting was requested by Powell. The Secretary of State will be in New York to help ring in the new year in Times Square. But there's not much to celebrate when it comes to the UN and the tsunami disaster. Powell, Annan, and many others are now trying to work out coordination to rush.
Sri Lankan wildlife officials say that although the tsunamis killed 24,000 people locally, it appears that all animals in the massive Yala National Wildlife Park survived. But how?
In Yala National Park, over 200 people lost their lives, no animals. So obviously somebody knew something.
That's Jack Hanna of Jack Hanna's Animal Adventures. He's suggesting that animals are endowed with a keen sixth sense. A day after the U.S. agrees to relax its ban on imports of Canadian cattle, authorities in Ottawa report a new possible case of the bovine illness. Dr. Gary Littles with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency.
Preliminary information indicates that the animal in question is a 10-year-old dairy cow from Alberta. And it's important to recognize that the entire carcass has been diverted from the human food and animal feed systems.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says even if this case of possible mad cow disease is confirmed, it won't affect the day-old relaxing of the U.S. ban on Canadian beef. The British Medical Journal has uncovered confidential drug company documents dating back to the 1980s that suggest links between the use of Prozac and induced suicide attempts and violence. In 1994, these documents were deemed missing during the case of Joseph Wesbecker. He had been taking Prozac regularly before viciously killing 8 people at his Kentucky printing press facility. This is CNN Radio News.
Sony, makers of the first home video system, the first CD player, and of course, the Walkman, has another great innovation. The Sony Card Credit Card. Apply today and transform your ordinary purchases into extraordinary rewards from Sony. Every time you use the Sony Card, you get one step closer to getting the things you want, because every dollar you spend earns Sony reward points. Good for CDs, DVDs, digital cameras, TVs, all the Sony electronics you may be dreaming of. And the Sony card comes with all the features you deserve in a credit card, with a competitive APR and no annual fee. When you apply now, you'll even get a $100 credit to your account after your first purchase. Additional terms and conditions apply. Call for details. Don't wait. Turn your everyday purchases into Sony products with the Sony card. This offer is available to applicants in the U.S. only. You must be 18 years or older to apply. Call 800-843-7700. That's 800-843-7700.
Experts say militants in Iraq are becoming more creative since losing their base of operations in Fallujah. Analysts say new tactics such as luring police to booby-trapped homes may become more frequent. Brigadier General Jeffrey Sorensen of the U.S. Army says there's a downside to adding extra armor to Humvees in Iraq. It costs more money. Sorensen does acknowledge, however, that saving U.S. lives makes it all worthwhile. Australia prepares to ring in 2005. Brianna McMillan reports from CNN radio affiliate Radio 2GB in Sydney.
A large fireworks and lighting display will mark the start of the new year in Sydney, with the disco ball to be lowered from the Sydney Harbour Bridge as a new disco version of Australia's national anthem is played. Hundreds of thousands of people have already begun gathering around the bridge for the midnight fireworks. The celebrations will be subdued this year, with revelers to hold a minute's silence before the fireworks to remember those killed by the tsunami disaster. Brianna McMillan for CNN Radio, Sydney.
This is news from CNN Radio. A series of rolling storms in the west have brought hard rains and heavy snowfall to certain parts.
Right now, the heaviest snowfall totals have been in the Sierra. We've received reports around Lake Tahoe level, which is elevation about 6230, of 2 feet so far. In the higher elevations, it's been close to 3 feet.
That's Jim Willman of the National Weather Service. Well, CNN Radio's John Lawrence reports it's been a busy year for tornadoes.
More than 1,700 tornadoes hit the United States in 2004, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Lead forecaster Jack Hales said the year started off slow.
As far as the number of tornadoes, I think we had the lowest number on record for the first 2 or 3 months of the year this year. So it's not like we had a big year from beginning to end.
The former record for number of tornadoes was in 1998, when more than 1,400 were reported. John Lawrence, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
I'm Rory Suchet. This is the CNN Radio Network.
TheMike921.com. Log on and listen online. TheMike921.com. Get the guest list for your favorite shows. TheMike921.com. Click on the Get Involved link and take part in the revolution. TheMike921.com. Join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. TheMike92.1.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Luis Alonso of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach saving through your own good example and save for your child's future. Plan early. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Plan early. Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
You are fed up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Regarding the challenge to the certification of the electors in Ohio, that John Conyers, Representative John Conyers of Michigan, says he will make, and he's looking for a senator to make it with him, as required by the U.S. Constitution. Barry writes in, I think they actually get 2 hours for a sham debate on the Ohio electors. If, I think what Barry means is, if there is a senator who will protest along with John Conyers, or Maxine Waters, or any other member of the House who a Democrat who is willing to do this. Barry writes, I think they actually get 2 hours then for a sham debate on the Ohio electors. If no senator, Barry writes, has the guts to sign, it means that they don't trust the people whom they represent to back them up. That's what makes it especially detrimental for no senator to sign. Not the gutlessness of Democratic politicians, but the complete cluelessness and delusion of Democrats generally. Yeah, I know. Come January 7th, it appears I'll be leaving the Democratic Party. I've been here all my life, and it kills me, so to speak. It hurts, let me put it that way. But I think I've had it. You know, I really do. I think I've had it. And for those who say, but Mike, stay and fight for the Democratic Party. No, I'm sorry. If there's not a single Democrat, elected Democratic senator, who will fight for me, I'm not supposed to fight for these bastards. They're supposed to fight for me. That's why they're elected. I don't have any power. The senators have the power. And if there's not a single Democrat, this is what Bart Kopp talks about all the time. When did the Democratic Party become the party of cowards and go-along get-alongs? Oh, see, there I go. I've made it 2 hours and 8 minutes tonight without getting just thoroughly pissed off. And I start talking about Democrats, and there goes the blood pressure. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Oops, am I talking about Democrats? Where's the courage? Where's the guts? Ah, to hell with it. You know, we'll see. We've got, what, a week. We'll see. We'll see what happens. James Ridgway, writing at the Village Voice. Do you read his stuff? Mondo Washington? Great stuff. He's a good writer. The other day, a tsunami of greed. As the poor of Asia count their dead, Wall Street basks in riches. And he just kind of encapsulate recapitulate? No, not what's the word I'm looking for, Kathy? Recaps. What is recap short for? Recapitulate? Oh, to hell with it. He recaps the story in South Asia and the fact that at the time he wrote this, 50,000 were dead. It's now over 125,000, isn't it? But he writes, so far the U.S. is sending 4 million to the International Red Cross and perhaps 40 million in other aid funds, along with a handful of planes, some bearing supplies and some to be used for patrols. Trent Duffy, White House press secretary, miffed at the U.N. official's comment about us being stingy, said the U.S. is, quote, the largest contributor to international relief and aid efforts, not only through the government, but through charitable organizations. The American people are very giving, end quote. And then Ridgway writes, the money being put up by the U.S. is nothing when compared to what's going on in the corridors of Wall Street, where year-end bonuses for the securities industry are the big story in New York. Readers of the Times were greeted Tuesday morning with above-the-fold images of destruction in Asia and below-the-fold accountings of personal riches. Yeah, I saw that. It was an incredible juxtaposition of death and destruction and greed and what's another word? Greed and destruction. This year, the New York State Comptroller reports bonuses are estimated to total... Sit down before I say the number. Sit down. Are you laying? Oh, you're in bed. Okay. This year, the New York State Comptroller reports bonuses are estimated to total $15.9 billion. Bonuses. For people doing what? These are securities traders and oh well. In a press release, the New York State Comptroller reports, quote, the $15.9 billion to be paid in 2004 divided among the approximately 158,000 securities industry employees in New York City works out to an average bonus of $100,400. This is slightly higher than last year's average of almost $99,700 and just short of the record of $101,000 paid in 2000 at the peak of the last Wall Street boom. Now, that's an average. Do you know what the bonuses some people are getting? Think about this. Bonus. This has nothing to do with pay. No, this is bonus. $500,000, $2 million, $5 million, $8 million for doing what? What did they do? These are traders. These are the equivalent, and no offense here, these are equivalent of telemarketers. No offense, telemarketers, although I hate you. I hate you because you bother me. I don't hate you because you're trying to make a living. God knows everybody's got to make a living. But that's what these securities dealers are. They're telemarketers. That's it. They're telemarketers, for Christ's sake. Nothing more, nothing less. Again, no offense, telemarketers, except I hate you because when you call me, never mind. Ridgeway writes, and what are the rich financiers going to do with their money? According to a report in Tuesday's New York Times, one senior investment banker said, well, I have a sailboat, a motorboat, an apartment, an SUV. What could I possibly need? Then he thought of something. Maybe a little Porsche for the Hamptons house, but probably not. Another said he bought his wife a mink coat, but explained he wasn't buying homes or boats. He said, we're more relaxed and generous on the small things. And then Ridgeway writes, for the plutocrats on Wall Street who so often make millions shunting money in and out of cheap labor Asia, shunting money in and out of cheap labor Asia, the horrid catastrophe in the Indian Ocean must seem very far away. But one never knows. Perhaps the disaster will turn into an enticing investment opportunity in the days ahead. And in any event, donations for the charity relief effort could spell a big tax break.
Now, why is James Ridgeway always attacking America? You know, I'm so tired of it. You know, Christ loves us, and then here's, you got people like Ridgeway attacking America. Oh.
Abraham Lincoln, 1865, quote, I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. As a result of the war, corporations have been enthroned, and an era of corruption in high places will follow, and the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until all wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed. Oh my God, psychic? Prescient? The money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people.
Can't let the queers vote! Vote for me so I can stop the queers!
Until all wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed. Well, Abe, it's destroyed. It's gone. If you were alive today, if you and Christ and George Washington and Martin Luther King and, you know, if y'all were alive today, I think y'all would weep, wouldn't you? Huh? Wouldn't you just put your head down on your arms and just weep? Just weep. All right. We're at 866-303-2270. I've got to get some calls in here before y'all just hate me. Barbara is calling from Arizona. Barbara, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I wanted to talk about all the governments of the world that seem to be irresponsibly blowing up atomic bombs under our oceans for 50 years, the French, the Indians in the Indian Ocean, the Pakistanis, the Americans. Everybody seems to think it's okay to blow up an atomic bomb under Nevada or in some ocean somewhere. And we have the most devastating earthquake and tsunami that took us off our rotation.
I heard that today. Barbara, hold on a second. I got to do a break here. Hold on. I'll come right back to you. Hold on. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Thomas Jefferson, and it makes me want to cry to think that the chair he sat in someone could buy. George wears his faith like a money belt, but I'll pray to Mad Time instead. Please come back, Tom, and save us.
Here's a Mother Jones quiz. True or false, Ogden, Utah wants to condemn 22 acres of homes and shops to build a Walmart. Atlantic City destroyed two churches for a casino. 10% of San Jose, California was declared blighted and ready for new ownership. Guess what? They're all true. January's Mother Jones magazine reports on cities seizing private land and giving it to corporate America. The new Mother Jones on newsstands now.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive Voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
We on the left need to spend just as much time being positive as we spend pointing out what's wrong.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
We've loved everything we've heard.
Thank you for coming to Madison.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
In 1993, Popular Science called the original wave radio a sonic marvel. Now, Bose has engineered it to a whole new standard. Introducing the new Bose Wave Music System. It reproduces one-half octave lower musical notes and has even greater instrument clarity. The elegant new design has no buttons. A small remote now controls all functions. So call 1-800-611-1617 to order yours today. It comes with a 30-day risk-free trial and shipping is free. That's 1-800-611-1617.
Hi, this is Larry King. So I'm at this French restaurant, and the waiter says, Monsieur, red or white? So I say purple, as in Welch's purple grape juice, because Welch's helps keep your heart healthy. It's made from Welch's Concord grapes that contain powerful antioxidants, like the grapes used to make red wine. Welch's has no added sugar, is fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. Plus, it goes great with everything on the menu. So, forget the corkscrew. Twist open a bottle of delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. Back to Barbara in Arizona, and you were talking about underground nuclear tests and what the possible, I'm sure you were leading up to the possible effects on
the Earth.
Sure, tectonic plates and fault lines and all sorts of things.
California,
yeah.
California for 30 years. You know, I was in the 94 earthquake in Los Angeles at 4 o'clock in the morning and moved to Arizona. So, I always wondered, what the heck are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? How nuts are these people who are running this planet? Since the 60s, I've been going crazy.
I know.
I mean, who are these people? Stop. Let's, like, grow some vegetables and try to live together.
Surely you jest, Barbara.
I'm at wit's end because it just seems to be just this, you know.
Next thing you're going to be suggesting, we all go hug a tree.
it is swirling dervishes of insanity as we... You know, we're now, you know, now we're going faster. They've actually, we're going faster. We've just made we're a minute faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In our rotation. We've spun the planet.
Nice,
and
huh?
It's like, okay, but I am convinced that this is not just a natural phenomenon. We are doing too much unnatural stuff to Mother Earth that it is now growing up. I mean, it's just...
You may be right. You may be right.
I mean, they've been blowing up these bombs, beating the Indian government, the Pakistani government, the French, those wonderful... I mean, and I remember in the 60s, we weren't happy with the Democrats either. You know, nobody, you know, hey, LBJ, how many kids have you killed today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are finally on our own. I mean, we kind of, we really did think of ourselves as tribes. And, you know, I work with a lot of kids. And it's very interesting. They are very hard, very cynical, and really tough. And not particularly open-minded.
Right.
But I'm in Arizona. The California kids seem to be sort of, you know, delusional, you know, in another way. So,
there's no place to run, no place to hide, Barbara.
No, it's gotten really out of hand, and you know, but we need to have that lightness of spirit, or it's either that or this is just. You know, I mean, it's either 1939 or 1969, and I don't know which tactic, you know, if there is a tactic for surviving. I mean, they're going to if the whole thing goes crazy, they're going to have to figure something out of survival. Save your seeds or something. I don't know what to say.
You know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm thinking, well, I should say something because I'm the talk show host, and there's really nothing I can say, nothing. I'm just kind of listening to you, and I think most people who tune into this program feel the way that you feel. I know I certainly do. The whole idea of Gaia consciousness, that the Earth has we've just beaten it and flayed it and abused it. And it's a living organism, and it's starting to shrug its shoulders. It wants to get rid of this virus that it's picked up called humanity.
The animals seem to have made it out of this thing. They didn't find any dead animals. It was the only idiot people. I mean, you know, sometimes I look at my dog, and my dog can talk to me, and my dog actually talks. He's a whippet, and he kind of goes rah, 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 rah. He doesn't bark. And I look at him, and it's like, you know, when I tell him to sit down or no, he understands me, but when he's going rah, 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 I have to figure out what are you talking about.
Right.
And the animals were all, you know, they got the heck out. They went, hey, there's a tsunami.
Yeah.
Let's go this way. And they found that the zoo was all the animals. They had this huge wild, you know, animal park and all the elephants and lions. And they survived. They just kind of went, oh, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I hear you. Barbara, got to move on. Thanks for checking in. Keep your chin up, okay?
I do.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to say? Nothing, you know. Sometimes what you have to do is just shut up. Listen. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I have two things. One thing has to do with the top news story of the year.
Okay, can you hold on a second? Because we got to take another break here. Will you hold on for me?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, we'll come back and pick you up right after the break. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
We are a rock revolving around a golden sun. We are a billion children rolled into one. So when I hear about the hole in the sky, salt water wells in my eyes. We climb the highest mountain, we'll make the desert.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, asked open mic members to sound off after a community forum for Wisconsin's new voter roll contract with Accenture. Kevin Kennedy from the State Elections Board was nice enough to take questions directly from the public after protests and many conversations here on the mic. James called in to say that he wanted better answers after attending the event.
He was helpful, but it seemed that he routinely dodged a lot of the major issues that were brought out by the public. I don't know if he was doing this intentionally or just not really understanding the public's questions, but it seems like his answers left a lot of people feeling unsatisfied.
When Blake called into Madison's Progressive voicemail, she was a little more blunt.
Kevin Kennedy was just dodging the issue and saying that this contract is already signed and nothing else can be done, which isn't true. It can be nulled in court, and also it can just be canceled.
Blake's right. As a matter of fact, Ed Garvey has filed a lawsuit on behalf of Mike McCabe from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign to get the contract canceled. Kevin Kennedy and Accenture are named as the defendants. So, maybe, as some had asked for at the meeting, the contract can go back to state workers.
It really seems like the only reason Accenture was chosen is that they offered the lowest bid. Well, there is a state union worker there who is very upset, and she expressed the fact that union employees felt like they were just cut off at the knees throughout this whole deal.
One thing is certain after the community forum, nobody was won over by Accenture running Wisconsin's new voter roll. Dave may have summed up everybody's feelings the best.
They screwed up once, and why they'd screw up again.
If you want to sound off on the next progressive voicemail topic, go to themike921.com and join the open mic. From Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive Voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
It's so nice to have someone voicing my opinions, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
College, one small word that can add up to big bucks.
Dallas Salisbury is CEO of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
College isn't cheap, and the cost increases each year. But if you set goals, start early, and take advantage of the tools available, you can pass the tuition test.
Visit www.choosetosave.org.
Plan today and choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
Choose!
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Biodiesel not only keeps farmers on their land, but provides a renewable source for America to reduce dependence on foreign oil. Farm Aid President Willie Nelson at this year's press conference.
Biodiesel, I think, is our chance to grow our way out of the situation that we find ourselves in.
By growing fuel, farmers are leading us to a more hopeful future.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's called biodiesel.
Neil Young also chimed in on this veggie fuel.
Willie and I do this all the time. We just feel good. We're not polluting. It's clean. It's American-grown fuel. It doesn't damage anything.
If you back it into the garage and leave the motor running and go
right
to sleep, you'll just gain weight.
Learn more online at biodiesel.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com. Bar.com.
A new level of relevance, stirring the senses, stirring sensibilities. The Mic 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. Remember, we'll be off tomorrow night. They're going to do a best of, they being the network. We'll be doing a best of program. We'll be back Monday, though. Boy, I did it again, didn't I? Somebody emailed me and said that Lincoln, quote, is a bat squeeze. It's not true. And he sends me to Snopes.com. And it says, the above quote attributed to Abraham Lincoln has been periodically dusted off and presented to the public as a prophetic warning about the destruction of America through the usurpation of power and concentration of wealth by capitalist tyrants for over a century now, undergoing a renewed burst of popularity whenever wartime stirs public debate over governmental policies. These words did not originate with Abraham Lincoln, however. They appear in none of his collected writings or speeches, and they did not surface until more than 20 years after his death, and were immediately denounced as, quote, a bold, unflushing forgery, close quote, by John Nicolay, Lincoln's private secretary. Okay. It's still a good quote. But apparently it was not Lincoln. Yeah, I'm coming back to you, Jerry, in just a second. I hate that. I really hate that. People send me that stuff in good faith, and I read it in good faith, and then it turns out to be not true. Damn, who can you trust these days, huh? Can we trust our president? Maybe we could do that. All right, back to Jerry in Long Island. Jerry, thanks for holding on.
Yeah. No, I do not think we can trust our president. But, yeah, I have two things. My selection for a top news story of the year, and also I got a very simple 15-line New Year's poem that will touch on the tsunami and Bush's stingy donation related to it,
yeah.
And also the war with Iraq, but it ends on a light note. And this is the poem, first of all. So, a new year is almost here, but please forgive me if I give it a jeer instead of a cheer. After all, Bush's inauguration is almost near, as he makes more Iraqi civilians shed a tear over the death of the loved ones they hold dear, and as more U.S. troops die there because they lack the proper gear. But the gods of death and destruction continue to whisper in Bush's ear, and they say, look over here. As towards land the giant tsunami starts to veer, and as Bush's stingy donation to help save lives makes the world sneer, and as I say, Bush, you can kiss my rear in Macy's window where the glass is so clear, and Bush, I hope you resign by the end of next year. Like that.
Jesus, Jerry, you know, that's right up there in the top four or five worst things I've ever heard.
But it's in the spirit of knocking Bush. And
oh, man, couldn't you come up with another word that had the ear sound to it? Beer. You didn't use beer.
Beer. I was going to work beer in, but I couldn't.
Well, you didn't use beer.
I was going to. Well, as in
Jerry, that poem really sucks. But
anyway,
I'm sure I know you had fun writing it, though,
yeah.
Right?
But anyway, my top news story of the year.
Oh, okay. God! Don't use year
no,
beer.
No, I'm not going to rhyme. This has.
Oh, you're not
going to
rhyme it? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
There's no rhyming.
All right.
My top news story of the year would be not only how another election got stolen by Bush.
Yeah.
But how his Democratic political opponent John Kerry, of course, failed to fight hard enough and strong enough against the theft itself, unlike. And as opposed to the Democratic candidate for the governor of Washington State, I mean, the way she fought the Republican
Party. Oh, didn't she fight tooth and nail?
Yeah,
don't you just
exactly,
love her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's great. And she eventually won. I mean, I would vote for a Democrat. I'm a registered independent voter, but I would vote for a Democrat like her in a second, especially
yeah.
if she's progressive, as I hope she probably is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, John Kerry, I mean, how does the Democratic Party, when it starts veering further to the right, and now it has the Senate minority leader is this guy who's anti-choice, this guy, Mr. Reid.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget his first name offhand.
Harry.
Reid, Harry Reid.
Harry,
yeah. From Nevada. And did you hear that he even said that with respect to Justice Scalia, he would have no problem with Justice Scalia being new Chief Justice should William Rehnquist step down? Yeah, I heard that on the news someplace. And I mean,
well, this is
so. Why should a progressive voter, especially someone like myself, who's not a Democrat to begin with, a registered independent, why should I vote for these Democrats?
You shouldn't.
What?
You shouldn't. And Democrats shouldn't be voting for these people. It's over, Jerry. Look, on January 6th, that's when it all comes crashing down. The Democratic Party, I don't care who the leading lights are now, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Schumer or Reid, it doesn't matter anymore. It's being absorbed by the Republican Party. The Democratic Party has been Republican light now for how long? Long enough.
Weren't they showing that didn't work in 2002 elections, in the midterm elections, when they lost so badly? Didn't they learn the lesson that being Republican light doesn't work?
Apparently they didn't. So I don't know.
Well,
Jerry,
do you think we'll have the guts to join Representative Conyers? Do you think we'll be someone? Isn't Bob Nelson of Florida leaving the Senate anyway?
I think he is.
Maybe he should have the guts, or maybe Senator Byrd.
You'd think Byrd would, yeah. or maybe. What's his name from Wisconsin?
Senator Russell Feingold.
Yeah, Feingold. So I don't know. We'll see. We got a week. We'll see what happens. All right, Jerry. No more poems. All right.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah.
What?
Have a good New Year.
Yeah, you too. But listen. No more poems. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Happy New Year. That was great. Every other to end up every sentence like that with the ear sound. That was good, Jerry. It really was. It just sucked as a poem. That's all. I mean, it was real good use of spinach. I don't know. Who knows? What the hell? Charles is calling from Connecticut. Hey, Charles.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm I could complain.
All right.
I can always complain.
Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, it's a free country. Well, no, it's not.
No, it isn't. I have a suggestion to make our Republican friends feel more comfortable when you say the latest things they're doing.
All right.
Talk about the deaths that we're talking about. Say it real slow. Yeah, like that.
Say what real slow?
Oh, all the wonderful things that we're doing in Iraq. Like dead babies. Ooh.
Say it real slow.
Yeah, that'll make Mr. Cheney real excited. And give a good night to Mrs. Cheney. They like that sort of thing.
Oh, my God. Really? All right. Well, Charles, thanks. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. And you need to stop with the poetry, too. But anyway. John is calling from Harrisburg, PA. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine, John. How are you?
Well, it could be better, I guess. You know, I'm getting to the point where I'm wondering if those people that are over there in Iraq, you know, just the civilians and all that, if they're just getting to the point where they're throwing their arms up and saying, you know what, just put Saddam back over here and just get the heck out of here.
Yeah, really.
You know?
Yeah, really?
As sad as that might sound, you think they're wondering, they just give us Saddam back, you know, and get out of here. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, as sad as that might be, you know?
Well, it's you know, we now are reaching the point, when you consider the past 12 years and this almost two-year-long war, we, the United States and our allies, Great Britain, we have killed more Iraqi civilians than Saddam killed in the previous three or four decades if you don't consider the war with Iran. If you consider the war with Iran, then the bets are off. But I'm talking about
our war with Iran, right?
Huh?
Our and Iraq's war with Saddam, right?
Yeah, well, but what I'm saying is, you know, all the stuff about he gassed his own people, the death camps, the torture rooms, the rape rooms, the mass graves, whatever killing this pig Saddam did to his own people, we have now exceeded it probably by a factor of two or three, maybe four. So the charge now that we are there to I don't know to what, as an avenging angel to take up for the people who were slaughtered by Saddam, that argument now is nothing more than the filthy lie it was when it started out. So your idea about returning Saddam to power and coming home, why not? It would save Iraqi lives, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and you know what, take those lies from the Iran-Iraq war and all that, you can attribute half of those to us as well, because Rum Guzzler is the one that gave them arms, you know, and fueled that war.
Well, we were arming both sides in that one. The idea being, if you have two Arab countries fighting each other, even though Iran is not Arab, it's Persian. But the Bush crime family could never understand that, and the people in power during that war in the 80s, which was the Reagan administration, and the people who are in power now were in power then, working under Ronald Reagan, so it didn't matter. It just keep Iran and Iraq killing each other, and that'll shift focus away from Israel. It'll shift focus away from the failures that we had in Lebanon. It'll shift focus away from our assassination of world leaders like Allende 3 or 4 years prior to that war. It'll shift focus away from what we're doing in Central America. That's how that kind of stuff works.
Oh, it'll shift focus away from the good old trickle down too.
There you go. There you go.
And yes, Mike, before I go, I just want to say thanks for staying upset about this election and the way this is all is going. You hear too many Democrats who are too lighthearted about how the election was lost, and you know, it's good to hear someone like you who's still upset about it, you know, and someone who's still willing to do something about it, although I hear you talking about giving up.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in, John. I appreciate your call. No, what I'm saying about giving up, if no Democratic senator joins with John Conyers or Maxine Waters or any other Democratic representative filing a complaint about the certification of these Ohio electors, that's it. Even though it just turns out to be an exercise in futility, I want to see the exercise in futility anyway. If no Democrat will do it, I'm out of the Democratic Party. That's it. End of story. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
We never really
say what we're fighting for. It's easy to pretend we're defending our native soil. Put it in the headlines. I want to see it in big.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor-recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Uses directed.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Child Abuse Unit.
Twas the night before Bull Week from Capital One. It's actually more than a week, December 14th through January 1. My jerseys were piled on my dresser and chair because 21 college bowl games soon would be there. I set up 3 TVs because one wouldn't do. Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC, ESPN 1 and 2. There I sat on my couch like a king in my castle. Thanks to Capital One, I can watch 21 bowl games with absolutely no hassle. From December 14th through January 1, it's all about football and Capital One.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
So nice to have someone voicing my opinions, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Snow is formed when water in clouds is exposed to frigid temperatures. The Infiniti G35's intelligent all-wheel drive gives you the traction you need. Sun turns snow to water. The G35 takes it in stride. Its all-wheel drive system varying the power between front and rear wheels as needed. Water evaporates, leaving dry ground. The G35's all-wheel drive shifts power to the rear wheels for responsive handling. The elements, as experienced by the Infiniti G35 sedan with intelligent all-wheel drive. The 2004 Infiniti G35 comes with a 260-horsepower V6, automatic transmission, and available intelligent all-wheel drive that changes with the weather for $33,690. See your Infiniti dealer for a test drive and an attractive lease deal of $359 a month for 42 months with an initial payment of $2,859, or visit Infiniti.com.
Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for lease details. Offer ends 11-104. MSRP for 2004 G35 automatic leather AWD model with sunroof includes $590 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, and license. See U.S.S. actual price.
My name is Erin Zammit. When I was 23, I was diagnosed with a deadly cancer. I was lucky. Why would I say that? Because if it had happened just a few years earlier, I'd probably be dead now. But thanks to a pharmaceutical company named Novartis, my story is different. Novartis helped me drive my cancer into complete remission in less than a year. And all the while, I never had to give up my job, my enthusiasm, or my life. Like I said, I was lucky.
Novartis is proud to be the innovative force that's bringing new hope and optimism to millions of patients and their families. No one can promise what the future holds for patients like Erin. But today, she's winning the fight against her particular form of cancer and enjoying all the excitement and promise she deserves.
I'm so back to normal, I have to remind myself I'm a cancer patient.
Novartis. Think what's possible.
Michael Apodaca has thousands of wonderful memories of his daughter Amber. And now, he has a sign on the side of Highway 40 in Winter Park, Colorado, commemorating her death and urging people not to drink and drive. Amber's father remembers that his daughter used to speak with all the confidence and hope of youth that someday thousands of people will know my name. but there is little comfort that her dream has come true. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Listen to Madison's Progressive Talk online anytime at themike921.com and join Mark and me for Morning's Edition from 5 to 8 on The Mike 92.1.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. Again, if you haven't made note of this, we will not be doing a live program tomorrow night. It's New Year's Eve. We'll have a best of show that has been selected by our associate producer up in New York. So tune in if you like. If you don't, I understand. You know, it's New Year's Eve. Who in the hell wants to listen to talk radio on New Year's Eve? Even if you're staying home, which is probably what we're going to do. Stay home with Molly. Because, see, I'm at that point I don't trust anybody yet to babysit, you know. You know, it's ridiculous. I've got grandkids older than Molly, but, you know, it's you go through that bit. No, no, I ain't going to let anybody babysit my baby. You know, that'll pass in a little while. So we may go to a drive-in here in Atlanta, drive-in theater. Yeah, they still have them, drive-in movies. You know, take a bottle of Jack Black. And Kathy doesn't drink because she's nursing, but she can be the designated driver, and I'll take a bottle of Jack Black and some Coca-Cola and just kick back. And right? Thanks to the crew in New York and in other parts of the country for all the assistance that we have had on this program since, when did we join the network? August 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, somewhere around there, Kathy? Molly was about 10 days old, right? We brought her in here, and oh, my God. Anyway, to people like Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton, who engineered this program in New York City, thanks, guys. Linda Blake, who screens the calls, but, you know, calling somebody like Linda a call screener is kind of ridiculous. She is like an associate producer. Thanks, Linda. Chris in Minnesota, who is our senior correspondent, has been since the IE America radio days. Every day starts out the day by sending me a whole list of topics and his comments that that I should look at, kind of like working at CNN and getting a menu handed to you by the executive producer and being told, okay, here are the stories, pick what you want. That's really good work from Chris. Now, we have other listeners who do that. Clint in Dearborn, Michigan sends me stories, and you know, a lot of people do. But Chris has been here, and we kind of gave him that title some time ago, our senior correspondent. So thanks, Chris. Mark Marshall, who whose company is MaximumInteractive.com, who set up my website when it was just turning into a pile of junk about, three years ago? When was it, Kathy? A couple of three years ago? So Mark Marshall, who is our webmaster and maintains, you know, helps us when we get into a jam. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Ben Birch, who... we got to know Ben was a listener. We marched with him and his wife, along with a lot of other people, Democratic Underground people, and not in New York or Washington D.C. One of the first big massive anti-war protests before it started. Ben Birch, who operates a site called WhiteRoseSociety.org. If you don't know what White Rose is, he's got a little history of it up there for you. It goes back to Nazi Germany. Check it out. He archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Jim, whom we've never met or even have we ever talked to him on the phone? We get emails from him. He sends us the most amazing music. I know a lot of people compliment the music on this program, and putting the topics and the music together is one of the geniuses of Kathy's work. But so much of that music comes from Jim in Arkansas. Jim, thank you so much. He's another one of our combat veterans, just like Joe down in Texas. So, Jim, thank you. And at my message board at MikeMalloy.com, if you haven't gone there, you should. You ought to check it out. It's very simple to register unless you have a Hotmail address or a Yahoo address. I don't think you can register with those two because we've been fragged and bombed too many times by people who write from Hotmail and Yahoo. Sorry if you're a good guy and you use Hotmail or Yahoo. Sorry. But to the militant mods who maintain our message board to keep the place in order, we thank you very much. You know who you are. Our Broken Arrow Bureau Chief, who maintains moderator position on the website, We thank you, sir. Great help that all of these folks have done. And the ones who get paid, Kathy and I get paid, and our engineers in New York get paid, and Linda gets paid, but everybody else who makes this work, they don't get a damn thing. Anybody who contributes to this program, who does actual work, and that's always just kind of stunned me. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing. And we do appreciate it. The folks who make this show turn out to be what it is every single damn night. There is so much more that goes on behind the scenes to this madness, this Malloy program, than we could possibly tell you. You know, we like to say, well, there are just two of us, Kathy and me, in the studio in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, turning out this Class A talk radio, some of the best in the nation. And, you know, I'll say that, but it's not quite the truth. There are just literally so many people who contribute so much to this program. And it's just, it's always been humbling to me. It's been awesome to me to think that people want to contribute to this the way they do. So I really, really, really thank you, all of you, for what you have done. The crew at Air America, of course, are extremely professional and do one hell of a good job. This is a brand new network. This is a startup network. This was an experiment. This was an idea that 2 years ago was nothing more than an idea. And all of a sudden, wham, here it is. 45, 50 stations, I don't know. It's showing what is possible in terms of liberal talk radio, straight ahead liberal talk radio. So to the people who work for this network in New York, you guys are nothing but professionals, and it's been a pleasure for me to work with you for as long as we have. I guess that's about it, huh? Yeah, we'll see you Monday. Have a safe New Year's, really. If you drink, don't drive. If you drive, don't drink. That's from 1960-aught or something, right? Yeah, watch out for Bush and Cheney if they're out drinking and driving. Do take care. I'll see you Monday night. Have a happy New Year. I'm Mike Malloy. Watch your back, all right? This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kenny, wherever you are.
Franken Show. Pure genius.
People have been saying our show's just been getting better and better over the last couple months, and I think I found out why over the weekend.
All right, tell me why.
Unbeknownst to me, I've been taking steroids. Franny has been slipping them in my dinner. And that's why the show is so great.
The Al Franken Show, 11 till 2. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
You feel like it's the land of time forgotten. Drill instructors all over the place. They're like lions. You ask yourself, what did I get myself into? Do I have what it takes to become a United States Marine? And when that drill instructor comes in front of you, shakes your hand, and they call you brother, call you Marine, you break down in tears.
Private Ramon Hernandez earned the title Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
My name's Jen. I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison. Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Rory Sushay. Well, more than 100 people have died in a fire at a Buenos Aires nightclub. Our Carolina Callazo reports.
Many of the injured have been transported to the hospitals, and many with injuries by the fire and asphyxiation, and they are being treated in the hospitals, but they are still trying to evacuate many people that are still in the disco.
At least 134 people dead, 260 injured from this fire at a nightclub in Buenos Aires, and the blaze may have been caused by Christmas decorations. Well, over 118,000 people killed amid the tsunamis that originated in Indonesia. In Sri Lanka, residents there also struggling with the aftermath.
Over the next few days, weeks, and months, it is unclear what is going to happen to the majority of these people. And I think what is frustrating for all of us here on our team is that there is no plan, really, for them in the long term. No housing, no jobs. There's a good chance that because of the cascade of events that the tsunami has caused, a lot of these people aren't going to survive.
That's CNN Radio's Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The Pentagon could trim $60 billion from its budget spread over the next 6 years, starting with a high-tech F-22 fighter plane. Our Jamie McIntyre reports.
Sources say the Pentagon is under the gun to trim